In one realm, it's dealing with our children and our wives, or the wives with the husbands and the children, etc. In another realm, it's dealing with the community. And in a final realm, it's dealing with whomever else Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interfaces us with. And I'll tell you, every person gets challenged with this. This is part of the test called life. The daughter gets challenged by the mother-in-law. The mother-in-law gets challenged by the daughter. It's the same. Come on, tell me. Every daughter has a mother-in-law, okay? And it's one of the more common problems that exist within a family. But don't you think that that mother-in-law was a daughter at one point? She was a daughter herself, right? And she was a daughter-in-law at one point, and she probably said to herself, I'm going to be this way when I have a daughter-in-law, right? And just through some misinterpretation, often that relationship ends up becoming a very heated and a very dangerous relationship. Not by anybody's intention most of the time, just because we misinterpret the way things are supposed to, are being presented. But anyway, I'll just tell you that every person is in a circumstance where they will be tested with this anger. Even the most gentle person, I've lived long enough to recognize that even the person who looks like just a very, very docile lamb, right? You just think that they're just always soft and gentle. There is some circumstance where their anger gets tested. It's not present in the community. Some people in the community, they just explode in front of everyone. They're just open. That's just the way they are. Other people, it's hidden. But everybody gets challenged with this. And the goal is to learn to funnel our emotions in the proper channel so that they become valuable, so that they become another tool by which we can rectify individuals, rectify ourselves, and create some sort of blessing for us on the Day of Judgment. So there's two major things that should go through our mind when we're dealing with our emotions. Number one is that our emotions have purpose and that they're not meant to be wasted, and that by not appropriating them in the proper direction, we end up wasting them. That's the first thing. And the second thing is to reflect back on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the way He deals with us. If we're ready to explode and get angry every time something goes wrong, then every time we do something wrong, we can only expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will equally become angry with us. It's clear from hadith, the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever withholds his anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds his punishment from that individual. So, the hadith is already explaining, it doesn't say, you know, if you're going to have anger or don't have anger, everyone's going to have anger. And the thing that should be going through our minds when we're just at that heat and peak of anger, is to say, okay, this is the moment. This is the moment for me to protect myself by pulling that anger back in and doing whatever I need to do in order to not expose that anger. Now, that might be going and making wudu. It might be leaving the house. It might be going to the masjid and praying 2 rak'ah. Everybody will find their own cure. I cannot tell you one general cure. But that's what needs to occur at that moment. Not going and beating up on the kids, not going and beating up on the wife, all right? These things exist, and they exist within every society. And that's because we misuse this anger. And this is like a fire. You know, the first time that anger gets misused, the next time it becomes easier. The third time it becomes even easier. And then force grows into it, and eventually it becomes a very, very dangerous thing for that individual, because instead of being a means of protecting that person by withholding that anger, then the anger becomes such that the individual begins to do things against the Sharia, like beating on their children, like beating on their wives, like creating misery within the home. And then it becomes just a very sad state for everybody involved. And it doesn't provide any benefit. It's not like that anger changes anybody. It's not like that anger makes anybody more righteous. It's not like that anger changes that individual. So we should be very, very weary of the way by which we use our emotions. It should be controlled, it should be purposeful, and it should be done conscious of the fact that we are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.